because I want to move in with you now.
Oh, hey, dear. Sorry, I didn't even hear you come in. Hey, hey, come here. Hi. No, that is not what I need. That is what I wanted. What I need is for you to try this. Open up. So, what do you think? Good. I've been working on this since yesterday, so it should be delicious, in theory. But obviously with me, there's always a risk I mix up ingredients and end up with something totally different. So not only am I glad that it came out good, I am so glad that you like it too. Okay. I will plate this up. You go get comfortable, go sit, okay? I will get this right out to you, okay? Okay. Go.
I'm a terrible person to wish that. Or want that.
He is always just in time. Okay, give him some of that.
So
napkin.
With you, with our life.
Fridge.
Which isn't fair to him.
Got it. Okay. Do not drop anything. All right, perfect. Here is your napkin, your drink, and your plate. Please eat up. Don't wait for me. Okay. My plate is right here. I will take some of this. Oh, shit. Of course I'm spilling. Okay. Don't forget my napkin. Okay, got it. Everything's off. Everything's closed. Okay, perfect. Okay, hi. Sorry, hi, I'm here. Hi, finally sitting down. Hi there, hun. Sorry, I've been on my feet all day. I feel like I'm gonna start tripping over them soon. Yes, literally all day. Worked this morning and I just, for some reason, couldn't work at my desk. Everything they needed from me was up and out and about, and it's just been here, there, and everywhere, all over town. And then I got home and I immediately started cooking all this up. So, I am so excited to just sit and relax with you, my honey, and eat some of this bomb food. No, did you wait for me? Thank you, dear. That's so sweet of you. Now let's eat because I am starving. Okay, come on. Time for bed. Let's do the dishes tomorrow. That can wait. Our bed, however, cannot wait. I can hear it calling for me. Come on. Don't worry about that. Let's go, you big lug. Time for bed. I'm gonna go get my PJs on, and we can reconvene in bed. Okay? Does that sound good, dear? Okay. I will see you in a few. Don't dawdle. I'm looking forward to my cuddle time. Okay, all comfortable and ready for bed now. How do you feel about watching a movie? I know we were just watching our show with dinner, but I'm not totally exhausted. Just a bit exhausted. Hun? Honey? Hello? Hi there. Did you happen to catch what I said? That's okay. I was just asking if you wanted to watch a movie in bed. Is there something going on with you? No, no, there is. What is going on, dear? Don't give me that. Come here, lay down. Lay right next to me. What's going on? Okay, well, you know you can talk to me, right? I'm always gonna be here for you. Don't say that. It's not a problem and it's not bugging me. You're my teammate, my love, and my heart. Your problems are my problems, so don't ever feel ashamed or like you're a burden for coming to me if you're having troubles or problems or feelings. I love you for all of those feelings and those thoughts in your head, so don't keep them from me. Love, my day was fine, so you don't need to worry about me. It was a mediocre day. You had a day, and it's okay to talk about it. Let me help you forget about your day and help you feel better. We can cuddle up and watch the rain and talk about whatever your heart desires. Okay? Okay, come here. Now, onto a very serious issue. Who is gonna cuddle who? No request for me. You can pick. I am just happy to be here. Now, you have to pick your cuddle poison. Okay, I think we can do that. Come on, let's get all comfy cozy. Alrighty, are you comfortable? Good. Is there anything else I can do to make you more comfortable? I can make you a cup of tea. No? You sure? Okay. Let me know if you change your mind. And, you know, if you want to talk about anything that happened today, I'm all ears. I'll always listen to you, dearie. You're everything to me, so I love being able to be there for you. Of course. Whenever you're ready, honey. Yeah. Yeah, you've mentioned that before. Wow, that is a lot. Oh my gosh. I can't believe all that is on your shoulders. Oh. You are going through a lot, but it just reassures everything I know. No. No. Don't say that. Don't talk about my man like that. It reassures that you are the strongest man I know. I'm not kidding. You are strong and smart and funny and cute and just everything I could ever, ever want in someone who is gonna stay by me for forever. I feel so lucky that every day I get to wake up next to you and every night we end up here in each other's arms. You're amazing, honey, and I want to make sure you know that too. Honey, there are gonna be fools. From the left, from the right, from behind, from in front, from everywhere, who are gonna say things and they're gonna do things and they're gonna come for you and they're gonna try and tear you down. But don't listen to those outside voices saying this or saying that. You're amazing and you work so damn hard. So don't let that outside nonsense affect your perception of yourself. You are so awesome, dear, and honestly, I could go on and on and on and on until you are way asleep. But you have to believe it. Okay? I can sit here and I can say what I already know, but until you believe it, nothing I say matters. But believe me, I will keep saying it until it matters, okay? Because I think you are so damn awesome. And I am so, so, so lucky to have you. And I love that after every bad day, I get to come home to you. And when things feel hard, you're there. And whenever anything isn't just right, you're there. And that makes everything better for me. So tell me, do you really think someone who is so happy and so kind and just has my whole heart in their hands, do you really think you are everything you say? Because I don't. I don't at all. In fact, whenever anything seems far or lost or hopeless, all I have to do is think about all the things I'm looking forward to with you, and it just makes me so happy. Like, our future definitely has road trips. And it definitely has getting a pet together and growing old together, with one day sitting on our porch, watching our grandkids play in the lawn together. Just so many things. And honestly, the end of a very long day that feels like it will never end, knowing that I get a future full of love and companionship with you just makes all of my troubles melt away. And that means that there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs and there's going to be bumps. But all that is going to do is... all that is going to do is make our love so strong. And I need you to know that I am always here for you, honey. Whether you come home one day wanting to quit your job, or you come home one day wanting to move to the other side of the world, I will be by your side every single step of the way. Always. That is a promise. Always and forever, my love. Yeah, are you sleepy? Yeah. I'm getting there myself. So, I guess my final piece of advice to you before I fall asleep is when everything feels like too much, and everything's piling up on you, and everything just sucks, just remember what we're doing it all for. For each other. For our future. For our life together. For us. Us, us, us. It's us against the world, honey. Forever and always. Okay.
Mm-hmm.